Hey, I'm Butterfly.
Hey, I'm Firefly.
Have you ever wondered if we aren't being told the truth about everything?
What have we been lied to about? Join us as we have conversations and ask questions about everything. We invite you to keep an open mind and consider the unfathomable.
Let's break the chains that enslave our minds. Come on, let's go down the rabbit hole. What's up, Firefly?
What's up, Butterfly?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good, good. So
I think we're going to have to continue where we left off on our last episode.
What did we talk? We interviewed Peter Thiel.
I interviewed Peter Thiel. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I had to stay out.
I mean, that was like really exciting.
Did he smell like effervescent gels?
He kind of smelled like sauerkraut.
Yeah, he must have just went to the buffet. They probably have big buffets, or he might have gone on a cruise.
It was like sauerkraut and chocolate, because you know they're aren't they in Switzerland right now?
Yeah,
and
they probably had a midnight buffet.
I don't know where the sauerkraut came from. I think that was just his natural odor.
Well, if you've ever gone on a cruise, that's like if you've ever gone on a cruise to the midnight buffet, that's kind of how the offerings are. They're diverse.
Sauerkraut and chocolate.
You could get like fondue and a hot dog with sauerkraut, and that's like your midnight snack.
Oh,
so maybe he'd have had
and some filet mignon,
and yeah, just like you
and
know,
lobster tails,
and then you just rascal back. That's why people can like gain 40 pounds on a cruise.
Do they have like the rascals like for rent? So like you might walk onto the boat,
probably.
But you're not gonna walk off.
You know what
you're gonna
do?
You're gonna walk on, but you're gonna rascal off.
It's a bolt-on when you're buying the package. So like when you're paying for the cruise,
that could be an upcharge. Like,
yeah.
Do you want to rent a rascal for your departure?
Are you gonna eat so much that you can't walk anymore?
You're not gonna be able to walk off this boat.
And a lot of people are probably like, well, yeah, probably.
Is this your first cruise?
Yeah, is this your first cruise? Yeah. Okay, so you better get a rascal because you're gonna eat so much at the midnight buffet that you're not really gonna be able to walk. So.
But anyway,
so you interviewed Peter Thiel.
I interviewed Peter Thiel,
and he was at Bilderberg.
Yeah,
and so we were kind of talking about how Alex Jones, his coverage of Peter Thiel's statements at Bilderberg
seemed a little suspicious.
Kind of suggest Alex Jones is what we were saying is not only is he in the cult, but that might be
Yeah. Because he is now saying that, Peter Thiel was the one who said that the GW, which we like to call EarthMod, is and AI are really not the big dangers.
They're not the big dangers.
The big danger is one world government.
Yeah.
Right. And Alex Jones.
All of those are not good.
Yeah. And Alex Jones is agreeing with this.
Alex Jones is agreeing with it. And he's also suddenly like suggesting that the Bilderberg group has good guys in it.
Yeah.
That was never.
And suggesting that AI and
EarthMod.
AI is a good thing and EarthMod is real. You know what I mean? Like suddenly now. Like,
yeah, because that's the way that's juxtaposed by Peter Thiel. He's saying, oh, no. One world government's dangerous. Don't worry about global warming and AI. So he's suggesting those are problems that you should worry about, but one world government takes precedence. No, global warming's not real.
Yeah.
Geoengineering is real.
But I think they just, like what I had mentioned, like towards the end of the first part of this was that I think they put the I'm going to say GW, which we call EarthMod because we don't want to get flagged.
Let's call it from that.
Yeah. They put that in the category with AI.
Yeah.
So to confuse the issue because they're putting a fake thing in with a real thing that we need to be worried about.
That's right.
And what we're saying is they're putting those things together as if they're both real. But we don't need to worry about those things. We really need to worry about this other thing, which is one world government. And actually, we really need to worry about one world government and AI. EarthMod isn't really even a thing.
It's not even real.
Yeah.
And what they're also doing is saying, play in the sandbox here, but don't talk about that country from 1948. Because Peter Thiel actually came out and said, my biases don't ask questions about that country from 1948. And Alex Jones used to be married from a lady from 1948. We think that maybe he might have told the truth about that country from 1948 and got unalived back in the times.
Yeah.
And now it's Daniel Day-Lewis, or it's either Daniel Day-Lewis or it's completely AI generated deep fake. That's what you're watching when you watch Alex Jones. And so Alex Jones's audience has been hijacked, and they're cobalt blue, and they're getting lied to,
Yeah.
because he's suggesting that the Jewish Muppet that runs Palantir, Alex whatever,
Yeah.
he's suggesting he's a good guy.
Right.
Palantir, okay, just to
I
reiterate,
mean, how is he saying
what's
that
the
that's
business
good?
model of Palantir?
They're gonna have us under 24/7 surveillance and
At random.
at random and decide if our actions or words even are worthy of execution.
Yeah. Well,
Basically,
they assign you a score. So
you get a score for what
without
you
being under suspicion of a crime, or
fought
without,
crimes, free crimes.
pre-crimes, thought crimes. But look, I'm not going out and harming people. Like in the old days, in order for the cops to surveil you, you had to be doing some criminal activity that was probable cause.
Right. Probable cause. And I think, did they have to get a search
Warrant.
warrant?
They had to get a warrant.
Yeah.
Now, you don't even have to have a warrant.
That
AI
would be fun.
chooses 100 targets at random. They surveil everything you do, and then they assign you a score,
Yeah, so
which
like
is so weird.
if they were like surveilling us right now, I think our score might be really low
It
because
would probably,
they
I
don't
think
like what we're saying.
the score is like this. It's like kill or don't kill.
Yeah.
And we would probably be leaning towards the former.
Yeah, those are the two numbers.
That's all there
It's
is.
kill and not
Yeah,
kill.
it's a score, but it's not like number score.
Yeah.
It's either kill or don't kill.
Yeah.
So
And
how
plus they make errors 10% of the time, they said,
they concede
which is probably
eight.
more like 80% of
Yeah.
the
So
time.
they kill little kids accidentally
Yeah.
sometimes, and maybe it's not an accident. And I think that's the whole like justification. It's like, well, if you're gonna make an omelet, some little kids have broken eggs. And that's just the way it goes.
Sometimes you get a shell in
You
the
get a
omelet.
shell in the omelet, don't worry about that, but we're keeping you safe. And sometimes we have to kill you to keep you safe.
Yeah.
So Palantir is not a good thing in any way, shape, or form.
No.
Palantir was started by CIA and Israel. Those are the two evilest groups on earth.
Right.
So Alex Jones is saying Palantir is a good guy.
I know.
So Alex Jones is in the cult.
That's what we determined. It's
So
kind of proof. It's kind of like how we were able to determine that Trump is in the cult when he kept bragging about Operation Warp Speed.
Operation Mindcrime,
Mind crime.
because that's what it was.
Yeah.
It was, by the way, we're gonna lie to you about a horrible stuff, and then we're gonna kill like probably like we don't even know how many people they killed with the
But
shots.
we're gonna say it saved millions of lives.
We saved millions of lives. So Trump's in the cold. Alex Jones is in the cold. Elon Musk wants to be in the cold. We kind of talked about him.
He wants to be there.
You know what?
He's jumping up
Elon's
and
like,
down on the couch like Tom Cruise.
he is. Elon is like, the guy who,
He's like, pick me, pick me.
so there's a cheerleader and she's in the quad at lunch. And she is kind of on the outs with her boyfriend that she's had for a long time. So he like went and cheated on her a little bit. So now she's kind of like not in a relationship, and everybody knows everything at school.
Right.
So this one guy knows. It's Elon, and he knows that the cheerleader is single right now because he knows that the other one cheated.
Yeah, and
So
she's
he
probably
thinks
vulnerable and kind of sad.
she's sad and vulnerable, so he takes his chance. And she actually kind of gives him the time of day for a little while.
Which makes him feel really good.
So now he's hopping around on the tarmac, and
Yeah.
he's on stage with Trump, like jumping around,
Yeah.
and he's really excited, like Tom Cruise at Oprah,
Yeah.
jumping around. Because he's like, I'm with the cheerleader. But then the cheerleader's boyfriend comes back. And then now he's on the outs.
Yeah, she doesn't
So
need him
now
anymore.
that's Elon.
Yeah.
So Elon was in, then he's out.
Right.
So he was out, then he was in, then he's out.
Yeah.
So now that's what's going on with Elon. But see, I think Elon desperately wants to be in the cult. He has emailed Satan several times
Yeah.
and he said, can you please, please let me in the cult? And Satan said, we are really not comfortable with you being in the inner sanctum. You
You haven't proved yourself worthy yet.
have 9 kids with 11 different women.
Which that's good. Satan would like that.
Satan's like, well, that's good, but we're trying to depopulate, and that's not really in keeping. And then, like, why can't you be like Peter Thiel? Peter Thiel has no kids, and he mostly has sex with, like, men.
Or
So,
robots.
yeah, robots, you have other options. But also, Elon, you just want it so bad that even though you sold your soul, I kind of just want to mess with you. I think that's kind of what's going on, Satan. Because Satan doesn't like you.
No.
So Elon's out of the cult. He's not in the cult. But Trump, Alex Jones, and Peter Thiel, Satan's like, okay, you guys are my inner sanctum right now. And we're going to make everybody think that you guys are the good guys. But you're my inner sanctum.
I think that's what's happening.
Remember in 1984, what happens to Winston? What happens when he meets O'Brien? So O'Brien, has it been a long time since you saw 1984 or what or read it?
It's
You
been a,
visited.
yeah,
You revisited it.
I did a few years ago.
So there's a part in 1984 that I think explains Trump, Peter Thiel, and Alex Jones. And I think what it is Trump, Peter Thiel, and Alex Jones are O'Brien.
Ooh.
So O'Brien comes to the 2 minutes hate. And remember, the 2 minutes hate is where everybody gets shown videos about Oceania.
Yeah,
And they get
so they can
told,
hate it.
hate them. They're bad.
It's propaganda.
It's propaganda. And it's kind of like the Iranian terror cells. They're paranormal cockroaches. You're not going to see them. So you just got to let
And they've
us.
been doing bad
They're
stuff.
doing bad stuff. So that's kind of what Oceania is. It's the big boogeyman that they make you afraid. And they say, but don't worry, we'll protect you from the boogeyman. That doesn't exist. So the boogeyman now is all of the things we've talked about. Iranian terror cells, and then they're trying to say AI, GW, and one world government. You need to be afraid of these things, but we're going to protect you.
And one world government is the most scary.
And the most scary is Oceania, one world government. So they're kind of controlling your focus. But then what O'Brien does is he makes eye contact with Winston, and he just kind of hints at the fact, like, I know that there's a conspiracy, and I agree with you, and we should talk. So he kind of plants the seed for Winston, like, I'm not alone. I've been feeling like there's a conspiracy going on, and somebody else understands that. Kind of like you and me, Butterfly. You
It's good.
know?
It's when you feel like there's all of this kind of evil force working against you, and then you find other people who are like-minded and think the same things. It's like really exciting. It's a good feeling to feel like you're not alone.
You're not alone. So they play on that with Winston. They know that Winston feels real isolated and alone, and that he's kind of catching on to what's going on because he works in the Ministry of Truth.
So that's how they get him
So
hooked.
what happens is O'Brien gets him thinking that he's on his side. But it turns out O'Brien is the guy who tortures him until he says 2 + 2 = 5. So he's in the cult and he lures people in by saying, no, you're right. And then he brings them into. So I think, remember we were talking about the meatballs, the cobalt blue Trump and InfoWars cult now. They're all cobalt blue pilled. They're getting lied to by their cult leaders. And what's going on is the cult leaders have already molded them with cooties. So cooties was this big operation that already got people, so they're totally afraid,
They were
totally suggestible,
traumatized.
traumatized. So now they're going, okay, good, good, good. Let's go ahead and add the seasoning, put the oil in the pan, and let's put the meatballs in the oven.
Let's bake them.
That's what's about to happen.
You're gonna get baked.
You're gonna get baked. Not in a fun way. You're gonna get baked. So I think this is an interesting thing. What happens is if you get taken in by a cult, you end up getting burned. So you have to be aware of these people's lies. Because if you start following these people and trusting Trump and Alex Jones, they're gonna lead you off a cliff. Because they're working with the
It
cult.
might be a different cliff than the one that the other side is going on, but the bottom of the pit
Yeah.
is the same location.
It's the same location. You end up at the same place. And the same
It's your
place.
demise.
Yeah. It's your demise. And I think the same place is become a walker. I think that's what happens. I think now Elon and Trump cult are going to become walkers.
Totally. And like, I know we keep revisiting this idea, but that is what's happening with these people who have taken the new blue pill,
Yeah.
and they're just trying to make more people become walkers because then they can steer them, they can drive their behavior.
That's it.
Isn't that what he likes to say,
Well, that's
Peter
what
Thiel?
Peter Thiel didn't say that.
Which
Larry
one? Oh,
Fink.
Larry Fink, right?
Larry
Because he
Fink.
wants little Larry Finklets.
Larry
Yeah,
Finklets.
yeah.
Those are the
I bet
triple M's
Peter
of the
Thiel
future.
says it too,
He
though.
probably
I think
does.
they all say
They go,
it.
we're going to drive behavior with financial instruments. And so, driving behavior, you need to have walkers because people like you and me are not walkers. You're not going to drive my behavior.
So they're taking people who were awake before, like during cooties, and they're turning them into walkers because
That's
they
it.
had too many people that were becoming non-walkers. So now they've got a real, like, those people back in.
During cooties, back in, I think it was like June of 2020, that's when I started standing on the corner protesting cooties. Nobody was coming then. I was alone out there.
Wow, you were a maverick.
I was a maverick. I was alone. I'm proud of myself
That's awesome.
because I did it on my own. And then I realized that it started to grow. But what I realized was there was people who came down who were like yourself, who were protesting for the right reasons. But then there was other people who kind of turned it into like they tried to hijack it and turn it into a Trump rally.
Yeah.
Like I noticed a lot of people would show up with big Trump signs.
Remember I said it was putting out confusing messaging because all the signs were like pointing to a different problem.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
It was. Because everybody was just going, hey, here's something I'm pissed off about. And it
Yeah.
wasn't it what I wanted to have it be was, let's make sure we're not taking shots and you're not wearing masks and you're not falling for the COVID. And we're not having these COVID protocols be put in permanently.
Yeah.
That was my impetus for
Yes.
going out there because I have a child. I didn't want my child having to grow up in a world where that is the reality.
Yeah.
But then people kind of turned it into a Trump rally. Like, because it just happened to be that that was in June of 2020. The election was in November of 2020. And everybody was trying to get Trump elected because they didn't want Biden. Because people still really buy into this left-right paradigm. So what I would get pissed at is I was like, I don't call myself a Trump supporter. I would tell people that. And they'd be like, what? You like Biden? That's always the way it is. Have you
Yeah,
noticed?
it's one or the other.
It's no, I don't like either because they're not good.
Yeah.
What I'm protesting is all of them. I think what I'm kind of starting to realize is that we don't have any representation in our government. Our government has been hijacked, and we need to have situational awareness that we are a hijacked people.
Totally. And what they are trying to do is one world government
Yeah.
because they want to control the world. So I mean, what he's saying, actually, I mean, it is partially true. Like, one world government is super dangerous, you
One world
know?
government, what? Well, I don't know. I think one world government could be good if it was predicated on the Constitution. Because at this point now, we live in a global world. Like we were talking about, if you control America, you control the world.
Right.
And remember, I was talking about how if you're getting messaging right now, you're getting influenced no matter where you are in the world. The only people who aren't would be somebody who doesn't have any connection to media and you're just living in some hut in the wilderness.
Right.
Other than that, the entire world is being brainwashed right now by this cult.
It's totally true.
The entire world. So we kind of already have a one world government, but it could be good if it was predicated on the Constitution and every country had its own autonomy.
But I can't see that happening because we're like the constitution in this country is being crumbled away. And, you know, the other countries don't even have it, and they like have even less rights than we do. So I can't see them all of a sudden following our
That's
constitution.
true. And the real danger is a one world government with Palantir and global warming. Because if you have Palantir and global warming, that means you're going to be surveilled, controlled, corralled, and led to your demise globally.
Right.
And that's what they really
So there
want.
will be no escape.
Yeah, because that's what the Georgia Guidestones said. They want to reduce the population down to 500 million. That's about 7 out of 8, you know.
Dead.
But Ted Turner doesn't kill himself.
Right.
You know.
I know.
So I think the gist of this is Alex Jones is in the cold.
Mm-hmm.
And this Peter Steele story.
Peter Steele. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Peter Steele's from Type 1A. Peter Thiel. Peter Thiel wishes he was Peter Steele. No. Peter Thiel's story, it was the litmus test for Alex Jones showing that he's in the cold. Because
right.
I kind of vacillated on Alex Jones up until today.
Yeah.
I was kind of going, maybe.
That was our proof.
Yeah. I was like, whatever. Maybe Alex is just kind of drinking the Kool-Aid a little bit, but he's going to snap out of it. Now I'm thinking, no, Alex Jones is like, Satan got an email. He got an email from Satan saying, good, good, good. Welcome to the inner sanctum. Yep. Yep. Or Alex Jones got killed. And this thing that we're hearing from is
AI.
It's like Satan's little deception, mm-hmm. deception bot out there. Because he doesn't even look like the same person.
No. He doesn't look like the same person or sound like the same person.
And I used to like him.
I do too.
I don't like this guy.
Yeah.
Like, I would just tune in and just start listening because he was funny and I liked him. Didn't even matter what he was talking about. Mm-hmm. Now, I can't even stand
him. Well, I don't trust him because the stuff that he's saying, it doesn't align with.
It doesn't gel.
What we're thinking.
No.
Yeah.
It doesn't gel. So that's what's going on. I think Bilderberg is evil. There's no good guys in Bilderberg.
No. How come all of those things take place in Switzerland? You know what I mean? Like Davos.
Remember I told you?
They go to the WEF conference there. I mean, do they just all really like Swiss chocolate and like Swiss watches? They probably all have Swiss bank accounts.
That's true. But
they have to go to their bank.
I've kind of touched on this. Remember I saw that video that guy sent and he was talking about in the Book of Revelation. And it says Antipas, Satan's seat is in the place where Antipas was executed.
Right.
And where was Antipas executed?
Well, that probably answers my question then. It's in Switzerland. That's
because
why they have
it.
It
says Satan's seat is there. So CERN is there.
All of that stuff is there.
WEF is there.
Yeah. Davos.
Davos is there.
And Bilderberg.
Bilderberg is there. The UN is there.
Yeah.
The World Health Organization is there.
Yeah.
So Satan has a headquarters there. He's got one of his corporate offices there. The other one's in the La Brea Tar Pits in LA.
Yeah. And then there's one in Israel.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
That's like his head office. That's his head office. Mm-hmm. That's his head office. I've actually seen his head office. Have you ever seen in Israel, they have like this big Rothschild building.
Oh,
and it
yeah.
was built by the Rothschilds.
Rothschild Boulevard.
Yeah. It's all Rothschild-y. Rothschild is like, Satan was like, good, good, good. Yes, my son. Yes, you are doing exactly what I want. So, the reason all these things take place in Geneva is because that's Satan's seat and that's biblical. And that's where all of this stuff is. So
that is really profound.
Well, see, that's, Satan's real.
Yeah.
And these people serve
him. I mean,
him.
Because, okay, just think about that for a second. Why else would all of those international conferences happen there?
You know what else is there?
What?
The Bank of International Settlements.
Yes.
And that's where they all launder their money.
Yeah.
So if you make a lot of money off of child sex trafficking, you can't just go have a Chase account.
And so it's probably really convenient for them to go have their little meetings, their conventions there, and then like stop off at the bank, check their bank, you know, their Swiss bank account, their, you know, all that other stuff, pick up a little chocolate on the way, you know, whatever.
And you know what they probably have to do is every single one of those arms of the Hydra has different agendas. And so the meeting is about becoming abreast of all of the different agendas that Satan has in place.
Yeah.
But the good news is, let's talk white pill. What's the white pill?
Okay.
Satan's plans get thwarted.
They do. Every time.
Every time.
Yeah.
Because they're evil little mechanical plans. And they're contingent upon a whole world of walkers.
Mm-hmm.
You and I are not walkers. And our however many followers we have, they're not walkers.
They're not walkers.
So they don't have a whole world of walkers yet.
No.
And literally, if you have just a few people awake, then they can start to wake up walkers.
Yeah.
And they can start to push back. So it's kind of like Star Wars. Remember Luke and Han Solo and Princess Leia were like a tiny band of rebels.
Mm-hmm.
And they were against the big evil empire.
Right.
That's kind of what's going on.
I know. I have a question.
Go ahead.
You know how at all of these meetings and conventions that they always have like it's like they have the speakers that go up on stage and they have their little microphones on their face
and they
give their little speeches.
Yeah.
Well, how do we know that happens?
We don't.
We see videos of it.
It could be deep fake.
It could be. But I always wonder, like, who's leaking those videos?
No. I've kind of, I've got a conspiracy theory about
okay.
that.
Okay. Because I mean, we see those videos of those people like giving their little talks about what they're doing. So that's what gives us a hint as to what they're doing.
I think.
But how do those videos get out?
Well, I think the real thing that they're talking about and the real meat and potatoes, they don't tell.
Right.
They throw us some crumbs and the crumbs are.
Just to show us what they're doing.
Well, they have to reveal the method. I think these are satanic people. And Aleister Crowley is kind of like all of their cult leaders.
Yeah.
And he said, you have to reveal the method.
Right.
So I think they have to kind of throw us a crumb, but they don't throw us all the crumbs. But if they're divulging.
They don't throw us the whole loaf of bread.
Peter Thiel's role. So Peter Thiel is playing a role in a reality show. Mm-hmm. We're watching a reality show.
Right.
Peter Thiel's role was to come out and divulge this.
Okay.
And I think this was allowed for us to be divulged because what is it? It's fear. It's, okay, here's three things to be afraid of. Global warming, AI, and one world government. So be traumatized and be cobalt blue, but be mostly afraid of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not only fear, but it's telling you what to really be afraid of.
Right.
So that's why they're divulging it. It's manipulation.
So
I'm a bad person.
I think you're right, though. Those videos that get out to like, you know, social media and stuff. And
that's intentional.
That's intentional because anything that they don't want us to see, we wouldn't be seeing.
No. Like, we don't know so much. Mm-hmm. They keep so much hidden from us. Anything they give us is all meant to be. This Peter Thiel story, this was completely done on purpose. And you can see why now. Alex Jones took it and ran with it. And I bet you it was geared at his audience because there's a lot of people
they're like we got to get that group of people on board with this.
Yeah,
we've got to get them thinking that Palantir's not so bad.
Palantir's the good guys.
Yeah,
that's what Alex Jones had he couched it like that.
Wow.
He said Palantir and Peter Thiel are the good guys fighting the good fight in the arena, and we just talked about Palantir and Peter Thiel a couple episodes ago. What was the one? It was called, Is Palantir the Blueprint for Global Digital Surveillance?
Right.
We talked about how evil Peter Thiel and Palantir were. And now Alex Jones is saying how they're the good guys.
And you know what? We weren't the only ones talking about that. A lot of people were talking about how scary that was. So I'm going to be interested to see like if that's all going to flip now. And all those people are going to like jump on board with Alex's side, which is like, oh no, Palantir's okay. It's good. It's good.
Well,
we don't need to worry about that one.
A lot of people are not courageous like us. Like if we come to a conclusion and it's different than the cult, we're still going to stick to it.
We're not going to follow.
Whereas a lot of people are going to go, no, Palantir's bad. But then Alex Jones is going to say, no, Palantir's good. They're going to go, oh, okay. Because blue-pilled people contradict themselves.
Yeah.
No problema.
Cogdis.
It's Cogdis. And they're just, I think it's a follower mentality.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
Right. Yeah. I think you're right.
Remember Sirhan Sirhan? Do I have time to make one more point about him?
Yeah.
What was Sirhan Sirhan's characteristic, his character traits that made him susceptible to being MKUltra? First and foremost, he was disassociative. Which means that he can actually be pinched and activated and put into a state of mind where
he thinks he's in a completely different place.
That's right. So he has that capacity. So I guess only certain people have that capacity.
Yeah.
Or maybe they have to be groomed into that capacity.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was another thing that he had, though, that was really important. Compliant.
Right.
He was compliant.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I have a hat that says, I will not comply. Because during COVID, that was the name of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Comply.
Mm-hmm.
Wear your mask. Go shut get up. Your pokies and shut up. Right? Stay 6 feet apart. And if you're paddleboarding out by the Malibu Pier, come on in so we can arrest you. That was complying.
Right.
I think what's going on with blue-pilled people when they get told, Palantir is good, they're compliant. And they go, this is okay. So this is the marching orders from on high.
Yeah, because it's coming from this source.
I think there's a large contingent of conservatives in this country that think that Trump, Alex Jones, and Elon Musk and RFK Jr. are good guys.
Yeah. And so whatever it is that they're pushing or saying is okay, they're going to go along with that and say it's okay because it's coming from them.
And they comply.
Yeah.
They're compliant. And they're, those people are the leaders. Let's go along with the leaders. You know? And if you talk to these people, I've ever talked to somebody like that. And then they go, well, what are you going to do? Go vote for, Biden? No.
Yeah.
You don't have, it's not an either or.
No.
If someone's evil, don't align yourself with them. Simple as that.
Right. So what's the white pill?
Well, so the white pill is, like I was saying earlier, Satan's plants always get thwarted.
Right.
Satan's very powerful right now. And that's because the baby boomers who are about to croak, they've been in power for a long time. A lot of the baby boomers completely sold their souls, completely drank the Kool-Aid, and allowed Satan to become very powerful. I think that's what's going on. I think the baby boomers kind of got mesmerized by the media, mm-hmm. and Satan became super powerful during their lives.
Totally.
Satan rose to power in this country from 1963. That's my take. I think they killed Kennedy and they took power. And so they've been in power for a long time, but they're about to lose power. Like we've talked about, all of this stuff reeks of desperation.
Totally.
Like this corralling comment by Peter Thiel, that reeks of desperation. He's trying to tell you, hey, no, don't be afraid of this, but be afraid of this. I don't need you to tell me where to prioritize my fear.
Yeah.
I'm not even afraid. I'm not afraid.
No.
I'm not afraid.
And it's that's interesting that you brought up the baby boomers, because you know what immediately comes to mind when you start talking about those people?
Liberals.
Liberal hippies.
And weren't we going to talk about them in the next episode?
The next episode is going to, we're going to
talk. Let's talk about that, because that's a perfect segue.
Yeah.
Because I believe the 60s gave way to Satan and he has taken power, because the 60s were a very satanic time.
Yeah.
So we can talk about that.
Let's leave that for the next episode.
That was good.
I think that was good.
All right.
Good talking to you. You too. Bye.